My name is Victoria Jardina, and I'm reporting to you live from the College of New Jersey on March 30th, 2019. Stay tuned for my education beat. A typical school day in elementary school is relatively standard across the nation. Once the bell rings, students are seen actively in their seats, fingers clasped on their desks in front of them, with a notebook open and a pencil placed next to it. Students learn topics pertaining to English, math, history, and science, and are engaged in the curriculum. With a break for recess, students then flood back into the classroom, ready to put their best selves forward in their learning environment. However, the College of New Jersey's partnership with Trenton Public Schools, a nearby district among several others, makes student engagement much more amplified. This connection TCNJ has with educational institutions in Mercer County is seen not only with the Education Department, but also with TCNJ's 7,406 students. Caitlin Kelly, a freshman accounting major and information systems and technology minor at the college, reflects on her appreciation for this unique learning implementation.
What I truly love about TCNJ's educational curriculum is the incorporation of CEL Day, or Community Engaged Learning Day. While education majors travel to the nearby location of Trenton for their observation hours and student teaching, it is great how students at Trenton Public Schools, both elementary and middle schools, come to TCNJ for a glimpse of what college is like. For my Community Learning Day, middle school students from Trenton are visiting TCNJ, so it is nice to see that the education in Mercer County is being reciprocated from one academic institution to another.
Dr. Suzanne McCotter, Dean of the School of Education at TCNJ, provides more information on student involvement, specifically constituents of the early childhood, elementary, and secondary education programs offered, as well as special and deaf and hard of hearing education.
The TCNJ programs, we often hear about TCNJ, has been doing education in New Jersey since 1855. We've been around since 1855. It's actually preparing teachers that we've been doing since 1855. When TCNJ started, it didn't do anything except prepare teachers. It was called a normal school at the time. So we've been preparing teachers longer than we've been doing anything else here at TCNJ, and we do it really well. There are a couple things that are unique about TCNJ within the state. The state of New Jersey requires that everybody who gets certified to be a teacher hasn't majored in education. They've majored in whatever it is they're going to teach. So for secondary, that's the subject that they're going to be teaching. For elementary school, it's anything. It can be a lot of different things. It might be English, it might be STEM, it might be psychology, and then their second major is education. At most of the other institutions in the state of New Jersey, you start out with only that separate major. You don't start out as an education major. You apply to the education program, usually at the end of your sophomore year. Here at TCNJ, we think it's important that the students who are going to be teachers start thinking about that from the very minute they're here on campus. So that's why we have dual majors. So they're both an elementary education and an English major, or both secondary and history. They've got that second major all the time, and they're part of the School of Education from the very moment that they come in.
Following up to Dr. McCotter's insightful interview, I asked Frank Fabiano, a TCNJ sophomore history and secondary education major here at the Education Building, about his rewarding experience outside of the college classroom and into a middle school one.
So I observed at Lawrence Middle School in Lawrence for my sophomore fall semester. So we just went in for 2 hours every week, just to observe what the teaching style was like and how it compared to class material
as a component to like your practicum. We took its EFN 299, and then we have the practicum component, which is the 2 hours per week. So basically you're just learning about race and ethnicity and pedagogy in secondary schools. So that includes like middle schools and high schools. We try to observe and take field notes on whatever we saw within the classroom, how the teacher commanded a classroom, what the lessons were like, and how that pertains to the content in the course that we were taking. Towards the end of the semester, we had to create a final booklet, like a project, which was 12 to 15 pages about our observations and how it connected to course material.
Thank you for tuning in to My Education Beat. Once again, I am Victoria Jardina, and for more information, please visit education.tcnj.edu. We'll see you next time.